Noticed a change in Reno lately?
I sure have.
Well then, keep up with the movers and shakers and unique people of Reno by listening to the Our Town Reno podcast, where we discuss helping each other out.
New episodes play every week and feature real Reno stories told by us, the people who live here. Listen in.
What's up, Up with the Mixers? We've got another ad from a friend of the show.
And it's your friendly neighborhood toy store. KD Empire is your local premium pop culture and vinyl toy store in the Reno Sparks area. They specialize in designer figures, amazing anime merch. KD Empire carries many rare and limited pieces from some of the top artists and companies. They are located at 433 Pyramid Way in Sparks. For new arrivals, make sure you check out their Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at KD Empire.
Welcome to another edition of Up in the Mix, coming to you hot from the Honeycomb Hideout. This is Sean.
And this is De La Foto, a.k.a. the Honey Badger, a.k.a. the Tired Papa Bear.
And we've got a special episode for you guys today.
This is the little special in between, you know?
We're recording this on Sunday, April 23rd. A little quick episode just to fill, you know, share some things that have been going on. We got a lot going on right now. And,
well, yeah.
Let's just jump right into it. Caesar, story time. Tell us about the email you got this week.
So this week, Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning, I get an email. I'm at work. Excuse me. I get a personal email. You know, obviously I'm on my break, you know, obeying the laws at work. But I get this email and it looked like spam to me. And I just looked at the email, I read it, and then so I was like, all right, let me do a little investigative work myself, okay? So I searched the person that sent the email, and they were a press coordinator for someone very important, right? Then I looked at the event, and I Googled it to make sure it was a real thing type. That's all that was really in the email. It was pretty vague. So I was like, all right, I'm going to send it to Sean to, you know, double up my research and T-Money, you know, just in case. And, you know, Tanya replied back to me faster, and she's like, it seems legit. And I was like, all right, let's wait for Sean. Let's wait for the third party to come, you know, the objective one.
We're doing more verification here than Fox News.
Yes, and Instagram and Twitter. So I'm just like, all right, cool. I go to lunch. I'm kind of antsy because I really think it's real. Sean comes back and he's like, yo, call her back. Let's do this. So it was an email to the vice president's conversation about reproductive rights here in Reno, Nevada. So I took the rest of the day off. I told my supervisor, I was like, I have to go now because I need to like turn in paperwork and things and give her a call before 2 o'clock. And she's like, this is a great opportunity. This is awesome. You know, salute to you, Heather. But, yeah. So I took the day off. I called the girl and just kind of like, she helped me like, you know, salute to Tate Mitchell, who, you know, the press coordinator for Kamala Harris. And, you know, she helped me fill out the form and making sure both our names were on there. Because, like, she invited the podcast. Not just, like, me, Caesar, not just Sean, but the podcast. Up in the Mix podcast.
You know what's crazy is I never checked the podcast email, so maybe it's a good thing she sent it to you too.
Yeah, she sent it to me too. Did she send it to our email?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Like, Sean, we could have important things there. I know. We don't even know. That's why shout out there if anyone wants to be an unpaid intern to, you know, help us out. But that's another side. But yeah, so I called. Did the thing and I sent it, and you know, I took the next day off. Obviously, Sean, you know,
so like when I mean, so much was going on Monday. I think when all I had, you know, first of all, I'm at work, and then I had a mixed text because I was texting the realtor on Monday because our inspection was Monday.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had to talk to the guy doing the inspection. And then, like, Samantha was, like, texting me about that because we were doing, like, and then we were also talking with, like, the mortgage guy to get, like, paper in.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot of
communication.
A lot of stuff going on. And I was like, oh, my God. And then in the middle of this, like, yeah, I didn't see your text till, like, 6 period. So by then it's, like, 1 something. And I'm like, fuck. Like, yeah, I texted you back. And then I'm like, I got it. And then I was like, shit, I got to get a sub by tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it was a very stressful Monday, like, trying to do all that and still leave on time because I had a meeting at 4 o'clock after school.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then took the day off Tuesday. We went to the vice president's event. Like, that was, you know, my attitude was, even if we can't, I mean, first of all, we were press, so I'm like,
yeah,
this is
I was excited
wild.
And, yeah, I was just like, we're press now, this is awesome. And it turns out that we got the email earlier than like official media, you know. Yeah. We're not gonna put you guys on blast, but that's a flex.
Yeah. So when we got to UNR, I was like, if we can't get in or whatever, you know what? At least we got the rest of the day off. We could do some hood rat
shit. Because, like, dude, it was wild. So, you know, obviously streets were closed. A lot of people didn't even know about it. And so, we, you know, they gave us instructions at that secondary email.
I mean, you know, I talked to Edward. Shout out to Edward.
Yeah.
See if he knew anything about it. A couple other people I reached out to, and, like, some people had heard. But, like, even in the email we got, the format was not what the format ended up. Like, they changed everything from what they originally said. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was all last second.
Yeah, super. And, like, even, you know, obviously, you know, the VP does a lot of things and always running late. But, yeah, so we get there. They give us a map where to park and things like that, what's closed and what we can do. We get there, and there's this wild line already. And we're there early. Like,
this is at 9 in the morning.
9 in the morning.
And this is the morning it snowed.
Yeah.
April snows.
Yes. So we're there, and I was like, yo, like, let me go check if, like, I'm like, Sean, stand in line. Let me go call or check and see if there's, like, a press door or something I could see, right? I get to the front. All the doors are locked. I can't even get in there. So then on the email, there's a contact. I call Adam. Salute to you, Adam, for answering the random phone call.
Busiest man of the day.
Yes. And he's just like, go around the corner. First doors, go in, and it's table B, that's press, wait there. You're going to wait for a while. And I was like, cool, don't care, you know? So I go, Sean in the line. And obviously Sean's head all turns around. And
people, I'd already seen you.
Yeah, and then people are, like, looking at me all weird. So we go to the side. We go to that first door, like he says, and very angry police officers were out there and, like, yelling at me. And I was like, yo, I thought I was going to get blasted right off the bat. But, you know, we go
down. Secret Service seemed more calm than the police officers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, we actually chit-chatted with one.
Secret Service was tight. So then we go to the next door where we kind of, like, see people finally with cameras and things like that. So we're like, okay, this is the right spot.
Yeah. Ran into the homie Isaac.
Yeah.
Shout out to Isaac. He was there working, covering the event. He had to get there because he's doing video at 5 in the morning to set up. So, but yeah, we ended up waiting, you know, like 2 hours.
Check our bags.
Like, a lot of it was intimidating.
Yeah.
I was pretty nervous. Secret Service police. There's, like, dogs, like, bomb-sniffing dogs.
And then guys,
everyone's just standing around, like, waiting, and, like, no one knows what to do. You could tell, like, there's a bunch of, like, volunteers being, like,
frantic.
Told, like, this is how you get it. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's so much. And there's just, like, cops at Secret Service everywhere.
Yeah, and then guys in regular that obviously, you know, are ex-military, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows how many people they killed.
But,
I don't want to be one of them, but yeah.
And then, like, when we're waiting in line, like, we talked to a reporter. I already follow her on Twitter.
From the Nevada Independent?
Nevada Independent. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they tell us, like, oh, so unfortunately, there's not enough room for all of you. So you guys are in the press overflow room. So we go in there, and it's just like a random, like, classroom.
I feel in like the in detention.
Fine arts building.
Scott Van Peeps was there.
There's just, like, at the front of the door, just chilling in a chair as a Secret Service agent, and there's, like, you know, six other
people journalists, in the hall. Yeah.
Journalists sitting in there, like, student newspapers, and then we got the douchiest douche Just sitting there hitting on that girl the whole time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Caesar and I are texting back and forth like.
I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
This is too much.
And I'm like,
I'm gonna punch this guy in the face.
And we gotta watch it on TV and like not even be in there. And like I said, and a Secret Service guy just there snacking, you know, taking. No, he wasn't taking no naps, just closing his eyes, resting, because, you know, they've been there for a very long time. Like, we talked to another
one of them told me he didn't know that it had snowed.
Yeah, and we're like, how long have you been in here? Like, when did you get in? So, I was like, yo, Sean, should I just text the girl I talked to yesterday and see if we could, like, get out of here, right? Because, like, we just brought my camera because we're going to experience it.
Yeah, he's like, do you need any place to record or anything? Yeah. Or like... No, we were thinking of, because first, and also the original email said there'd be a Q&A, like a question and answer
exactly.
Session. So that's what we were more, I was like trying to think of good questions to ask the fucking vice president.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but they had to cancel that. So, and Caesar shot a shot and.
Dude, less than 5 minutes. Salute to Tate. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, Sean, double check this for me, you know, because, you know, I can't read or write. So Sean double checked my text message, sent it out in like less than 5 minutes, probably like 3 minutes. Where I got a message back and she's like, someone's going to get you. And then we're like, cool. And then, you know, Adam, salute to Adam one more time. He comes in there, Caesar, who's Caesar? And we looked at each other. I was like, that's me. And he's like, come with me. I'm like, Sean's my assistant, co-host. Like, you know, like get him to come with me, right? So he's like, fine, you know.
Yeah. And then we walk in there and they're like, there's like no room with all the cameras and everything in the press row.
There's only one row.
And Caesar's like, we can just go over there. And I look and I'm like, yes, we could. There was an 80A accessible row, but there's no one there. And then they're like, we can just stand in the corner.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we're fine with standing. Are you fine with standing, Sean? Because like, they were on, like, every time someone needed to come out to go to the bathroom or anything, the whole row had to pretty much get up and get out.
Yeah.
And it was already kind of hot in there with all the people. So I was like, yo, put me in the corner as a stand up. I don't got to be sandwiched next to everybody.
And being in the corner, like, our spot paid off. We got to meet, like, Secret Service agent comes over, starts shit. He just, like, starts bullshit with us. And then Tate and the other press people working for the vice president ended it because there was only one dude in a wheelchair and he didn't want to sit there. Like, he's like, do you guys mind if I sit, like, we're like, go wherever. The whole room. So there we go. We were all just chilling up there, like, superficial with, like, the vice president's just, like,
press coordinator.
Like, the assistants. Just, and Secret Service dude.
Yeah, and just, like, it looks like we're part of the crew.
We had to explain to them, you know, like, how Reno is not close to Las Vegas. Yes. And that we are high debt. We had to, you know, we explained the climate of Reno.
And Nevada, not Nevada.
So, the Secret Service agent was, like, asking us about, like the weather and everything. So, you know, had to break it down. He'd never been out west.
Yeah.
And explain what was up. So, and then, let's get, the real thing is, the vice president came to Reno.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason she was here, so while Caesar was taking pictures, I acted like a good journalist, took notes.
There we go, yeah.
On the speakers, but, it was put on the university and... sponsored several different organizations. The director of the Women's Reproductive Health Services was there. The assistant secretary to the Department of Education was there. Former governor and president of UNR, Brian Sandoval, was there.
Sandy was there, yeah.
And they kicked it off.
Charming. Sandy was charming.
I mean, he always is.
That's how he wins.
And then, but it was kicked off by a senior from Davidson Academy, a student who talked about the importance of reproductive rights for women. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not their target demographic.
No.
The whole thing was geared towards getting young people engaged.
We were there to listen, hear, and just ride with you girls. That's it, right? That's it. Listen, hear, and ride with you.
So, the talk, you know, everyone talked about the importance of women's rights and reproductive health and, you know, choice with their bodies, but also just like health in general and the importance of that to education. And then they brought out, it was, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris and our girl Rosario Dawson.
Ahsoka?
And then Mayor Hillary Sheehy,
She was like a giddy high school girl.
Yeah, it was just awkward. She was awkward and weird. Yeah. She was like fangirling with Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
And obviously intimidated by the vice president. Yes. A little uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, come on. Come on.
At least hold your ground a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I know. But the vice president was obviously, you know, like I haven't always liked her, but I've seen her in person, you know, twice now. Yeah. And, you know, she knows this time, obviously she's the vice president. She knew how to command the room.
Yeah.
And then Rosario Dawson also was a great moderator. Like,
dude, her looks too. If you guys check out my Instagram or check out This Is Reno for my photos on it, Rosario Dawson's faces that I got were fantastic.
Some of the reactions to the
yeah.
what was going on. But yeah, they talked for about an hour. Mm-hmm. They talked about the pill that the Supreme Court just tried to ban. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
But they talked about, you know,
the loopholes they're trying to go through.
Kamala Harris basically broke it down and was like, these are scientifically proven to be safe and effective. They have been for 18 years.
Yeah.
These challenges aren't based on science. They're based on politics and, you know, religious beliefs, which is not, you know, allowed. And they went around the country trying to find a judge who would rule in their favor.
A judge and, like, a scientist or something, too, to, like, side with them.
And that's where we are with it. Yeah, and she talked about that.
And FDA, the
administration and the FDA and everything's doing to fight it. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about, you know, Nevada being a leading state when it comes to, you know, protecting abortion rights. And she's talked about how Nevada can be a model and a counterpoint to all these crazy states like Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
And like, she, you know, she talked about some of the super restrictive laws and the penalties, you know, when there's no exception for rape or incest or, you know, medical emergencies where people, you know, have been denied, you know, medical attention because the doctors are afraid they're going to be prosecuted. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great to hear and learn so much about the issue, and also to see, because most of the audience was students. Yes. There was like a lot of, you know, like local politicians and stuff,
and groups,
and like politically affiliated groups, and then women's reproductive, obviously, rights groups, and then the rest of it was mostly young students. A lot of women there, and, you know, they knew the audience. They were hitting the hits because they were getting, you know, the reaction. So it was a great event, and, you know, we were lucky enough to get to witness it and be a part of it.
Yeah, very lucky, and, you know, it was a great time. It was stressful, and just like I've never, it's just like you're in the airport, but in a compact area and like security that really does security. You know, it's just, you know.
Yeah, because you had to, like, you could leave your bag, and then they, like, sniffed it once, and then they're like, nope, you got to, like, get checked in, and then they're going to check it again before you can get it. Like, they checked everything, like, three times.
Uh-huh. Then some people were taking COVID tests. I think that got close to her and met her.
Yeah, people who were taking photo ops, yeah, everyone had to be, you know, those people had to be COVID tested. Uh-huh. It was crazy. It was, you know. And then it was over.
Yeah.
We waited for 3 hours. The event was like an hour. And then, boom, they were like, all right, get the fuck out of here. Like, escorted you
through
front one door. Exit that everyone had to go through with a million cops everywhere.
Kamala, she dipped. As soon as he said goodbye, gave the other girls a hug, and boom, she jetted in those heels.
Yeah.
She had business to take care of.
I mean, she's fucking vice president.
Yeah, she got things to do. Sean and I went to lunch.
Shout out to Michaels.
Yeah.
It's like, I can run some errands now before, you know, I have to do more stuff.
Yeah, and I just kind of relax and just, like, picked up my baby.
And, you know, but, yeah, that was, you know, that was it. That was the point of this was just to share, you know, the event and make you guys aware of what's going on. And that Nevada, you know, there was a lot of love for Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they talked about us having the first female majority state legislature. And they talked about, like, Washoe County has the majority commissioners are women. And, you know, the city council's majority women. But, you know, we could do better when it comes to the shades of the representation.
Yes, yes. The melanin out there.
But, yeah, they talked about that. And, you know, the mayor got to kind of embarrass herself in front of the vice president.
Yeah, and Ahsoka.
And Ahsoka. Which we probably would have embarrassed ourselves. Yeah. Then we were leaving, like, they didn't know, like, these kids behind us didn't know who Rosario Dawson was.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
They were, like, looking at IMDb and seeing what she was in.
What do you guys...
Like, what do you guys watch?
And like, she's been a steady actress since the 90s.
Since kids.
She was in Kids. She was in Clerks 2. She was in Sin City. Made in Black 2, yeah. Sin City. And then, like, all the Marvel shit. She was in Daredevil. She was in Mandalorian. Like, those are the two hottest shows in the last 10 years.
And I thought everyone watches Disney.
I know. And if you don't watch Disney, then I figured you probably watch Netflix and see her on Daredevil or many of the other shows she's on. Or, you know, like, know her from Burning Man, like me and some of the people I know.
Some of the stories, it was good.
Like, is that Rosario Dawson? And she looks at you and smiles. And, you know, some of us knew, some of us didn't.
It looks like a lot didn't, apparently.
But yeah, we shared some popcorn.
Yeah, there you go.
But do you have a song of the week this week, Caesar?
Oh yeah, so Alchemist Larry Jude did a little collab album, and I picked Orange Village, the one with Slum Village.
Ooh.
So you know, classic sample flipped by the Alchemist.
Midwest of Detroit in the house with Slum Village.
Yeah. So listen and enjoy, guys. Salute.
Show them seats first play. Taking pictures overseas, money hitting my account. Old schools tucked away, might be time to bring them out. Been taking in the cut with the touchscreen. Ooh, I might take a drive to Monterey to go and cool out. I got old money for real, and some new guap. I had to separate from a few, they moving too hot. So much money on my schedule, I ain't got time. Out in Detroit eating fruit with a top model. Coupe, no rims, we some gentlemen. We got many M's, don't belittle him. Hit the steam room and then I talk percentages. Orange juice in the bagel, I got different businesses. I did it all, no assists. Who went hard like this? I went to Rory, drop six, nigga. I paid cash for the, got the D for the. You just thought I had, come on. You know I'm smarter than that. I hit the booth and then I slaughter the track. You niggas gotta relax. Look, I do this shit in my sleep. It's just normal, you can keep the receipts, my nigga. Sad. Living, working, trying for a better day. You should prove me that you can be my baby. Pull up in that thing like skirt, skirt. Don't worry about me, I make it work.
Woke up in the morning, I was joining, caught a bottlenecking. Wrote a record, hopped up in the shower, thank Allah for blessing, die connecting. I be manifesting, had to apply the pressure. Sipping Tesla, always with the bestest, had to break for breakfast. Slid through traffic, game of Tetris, little effort, curbside, service on bourbon from the higher crevice. Upper echelon, I done rose from the lower thong. So I focus on getting sums, I'ma grow the funds, let me move along.
I'm a don, slinking versus pawns, call me Diddy Combs. I'm a bad boy from the slums, slid to the stove, had a masseuse, baby blonde. I was in a dose, something is close, avion. Might hit a lick, setting the mix, itchy palms, money coming quick, light up the rest, heavy on. Gotta keep it on me, sunny or stormy, I'm man at arms. Master of the universe, pen a verse, then I'm gone.
Living, working, trying for a better day. You should prove me that you can be my baby. Pull up in that thing like skirt, skirt. Don't worry about me, I know you work. You can see it in my eyes, how they come to play.
That was Caesar's song of the week. It was Orange Village by Alchemist, Larry June, and Slum Village.
Yeah, and it's just good to listen to Slum Village like rap on something that's slow in the cadence like that. Yeah. So we'll switch up from them.
Yeah, definitely.
But they definitely spinned off, definitely flipped one of their tracks on there. Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple things we're going to talk about before we let you guys go. Just, you know, what's going on? If you're paying attention, Twitter on 420 got rid of blue checks for people, for verified users, and now you have to pay the $8.
Yeah.
Except, because Elon Musk is a thirsty little bitch, they, like LeBron, didn't respond to their requests and wasn't going to pay. So then they, like, sent a thing to him saying, like, oh, we're going to let you have the check for free.
Oh, fuck.
And they started doing that with a bunch of people who had lots of followers.
Yeah.
Because they don't want, So, like, I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson, the scientist guy, a couple of other famous people were like, I still have my check, even though I'm not paying. And it's because they don't
want to keep people on the platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, someone reported that they're losing just as many people as they're gaining for the blue checks.
Oh, shit.
So it's like,
they're still breaking.
Because, like, everyone's like, you know, the thing with, like, the blue check is, like, they had people who independently verify that you were who you were. So if you were, like, a news organization or a celebrity, someone couldn't impersonate you, which now they can. It's already happened where it's,
numerous times,
people have, like, said that they were pharmaceutical companies and has lowered stocks and shit like that, like, manipulated the market. Other people just, you know, said that they were, like, claimed to be famous people just to say wild shit and get a bunch of followers, so... You know, it's just it's sad to see how bad Twitter's gone, but all good things must come to an end. And, you know, if it takes a billionaire to buy the company and spend, someone was like, I wish Elon Musk bought Fox News just to do what to Fox News what he's doing to Twitter.
But, yeah, what a nice little segue, right?
The NBA playoffs are going on, and there's been so much controversy with fouls and ejections. And it just what constitutes a flagrant foul.
Yeah.
And the rules and just the refereeing in general has been pretty fucking suspect and shitty. But, you know, Draymond Green, of course, is in the middle of it. Yeah. And, you know, as a Warriors fan, you accept Draymond like any other member of your family that maybe, you know.
Outlandish.
Inappropriate. You accept them for who they are.
Yeah.
He's, you know, my thing is like, he already cost them one fucking championship. So if that didn't change his behavior, obviously nothing will.
Yeah.
And he, you know, stepped on this overrated little bitch on the Kings named Domantas Sabonis on the chest after Sabonis grabbed him. You know, and everyone hates the Warriors and everyone hates Draymond. So, like, everyone's going to pile on and, like, blah, blah, blah. No one's going to be objective and realize that, like, Sabonis has been flopping. So, like, everyone's like, first of all, and then, like, people are like, well, why is Sabonis on the ground? And it's like, oh, because he flopped and then grabbed Klay Thompson. And, like, Klay Thompson almost fell, but he didn't, but Sabonis did. And then when he landed on the ground, he grabbed Draymond Green's foot.
He grabbed whatever foot was next to him.
And, like, wouldn't. So, like, Draymond tried to lift up his foot, and the guy wouldn't. So, like, Draymond stomped on him. And, like, Shaq, and, like, and it's funny, every fucking player and former player is on Draymond's side. I'm like, of course, this guy is, like, flopping and not being true.
Yeah.
So, you know what? To me, everything's good. It's 2-2 now. The Warriors won without Draymond. Yeah. Not only did he get ejected from that game, he got suspended the next game. So, like, no one can bitch and complain about anything. Warriors got screwed, and they still won. But, and then a couple nights later after that, James Harden did his little, you know, his antics where he flails his arms and hit someone in the groin, and they said it was intentional, and they ejected him.
But Joel, like, kicked up.
Joel Embiid kicked someone on purpose. Like, this was way worse than the Draymond thing.
Way worse than even Harden's one. Yeah. Harden's was, like, accident. Like,
he didn't get ejected for that. And then they gave a taunting foul to Nick's Clack, taunting for dunking on someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's... And then, like, you know, they were, like, pointing out all of the greatest dunks in NBA history. So many of them are famous because of, like, the taunting afterwards and, like, the reaction to it. And they're trying to get this taken away. And they're like, no one's here to see the fucking refs. Let them play.
Like, even today, he just, like, threw his fist in the air and they gave him.
He, like, did the motion of, like, a carry because that's what the guy did. And they called it technical.
And then he, like, punched the air, like, just, I don't know.
Yeah, like, giving texts for So, and then, but then the creme de la creme, the fucking villain of it all, Dylan Brooks, dick punches LeBron James in the middle of, like, and people, like, the people trying to defend Dylan Brooks. Yeah. I'm like, first of all, It's just hit him and LeBron. LeBron's dribbling. LeBron is dribbling the ball behind his back, so there's no way he can get it.
Going for the ball, yeah.
He's not going for the ball. He just takes his fist and swings it into LeBron's midsection. And everyone's like, why did he go down so hard? I'm like, have you ever been punched in the dick? I feel like you'd probably crumple to the ground, too. Like, what? Who are these tough guys out here who are getting punched in the groin and not reacting to it?
Where's the one? The one meme where the guy keeps like karate kicking this guy in the groin, and they put Chuck's face on there.
I'm like, what is going on?
And then still Brooks is like, oh, LeBron ain't shit, you know?
And this is after, he spent all week talking shit.
Like, the whole team is like, what? Like, he's the greatest of all time. What are you going to do? He's 38 years old.
He's like, he's old. I wish I could play younger. He's like, I don't put any respect until they put 40. And they're like, bro, he had 36, 10, and 8.
Yes.
And you're not, so apparently.
In your career, you're never going to score as much as you ever at 40. Like, he'll play, we'll give him to 42. You're not going to score as much as him.
And then LeBron, like,
it's almost like watching wrestling. It's kind of good.
Well, then the worst part is, like, in this game last night where this dick punch occurred, the Grizzlies only scored 9 points in the first quarter. They were down 35-9 at the end of the first quarter. So, like, you do all this shit talking for 2 days, and then you come out and put up 9 points in a quarter, and Desmond, or what's his name? Dylan Brooks misses like 7 of his first 9 shots.
Yeah.
That's not a good look, my guy.
Like I said, it's like wrestling, you know?
Big time fuckboy moves.
Yes.
And then, like, certain people out here trying to compare him to Draymond Green, and I'm like, yeah, they're the same, except for the fact that Draymond Green has 4 championships, has a Defensive Player of the Year award, is a multiple All-Star, and Olympic gold medalist, and future Hall of Famer, and Dylan Brooks is none of those things.
Yeah, just has dookie braids.
And then, like,
and ESPN a leather jacket put a and a shirt.
ESPN put a graphic up comparing him to LeBron. And then, like, career points. Like, Dylan Brooks, 5,000. LeBron James, 38,000. The most in NBA history. And it's like, finals MVP, Dylan Brooks, zero. LeBron James, 4.
Yeah.
Final championships, Dylan Brooks, 0. LeBron James, 4. They're just like, this dude right here.
Yeah. It is entertaining, so it's, you know.
I mean, yeah, if you're an NBA fan, you got to be loving all of it, unless you're a Grizzlies fan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brad. I don't know what to tell you about your squad. Like, everyone loved them a year ago, and now everyone hates them because they just
dick punches and gunplay.
You played yourself. You played yourself.
Juicy J, can you please talk to them? You know? Juicy J, you know, talk to them for my boy Brad. Seesaw Brad, put him in the fucking
somebody
line.
Needs to talk to him.
Put him in the line. I know they're in the club out there in Memphis, right? So when you find them in there together, put them into the VIP room.
The internet was killing Dylan Brooks last night. You know, here's the thing: Draymond Green, for all of his shit, like when he got ejected after the game, he went up on the podium, faced the press, admitted, you know, talked about what he did.
Yeah, he was holding my leg.
Next day, apologizes to the team. Goes on, he says, you know, like, I've let my team down, like, blah, like, takes responsibility for his actions. Dylan Brooks last night refuses to talk to the press after the game. Yeah. He did all this talking, all this shit talking, and then, like, when it comes up to, like, facing what you said, that's why I was like, no, Brad, they are not the same. They're not the same cloth.
Yeah.
They're not cut from the same mold. They're not, like, Draymond, all the stuff Draymond does is because he's a competitor and he's trying to win.
Yeah.
Does he go too far? Yes. Is he a habitual line crosser? Yes. Does he sometimes do dirty plays? Yes. But he always owns up to it. He always keeps the respect of his teammates, and he's not out there for doing any of this shit for himself. Mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks is.
Yeah.
Like he's out there. It's not, you don't fucking go, he's like, I poke bears. You don't go fucking poke the greatest player of all time. Yeah. Anyways, let's move on.
No, and it's funny, too, because, like, Seth put it better, where it's like, Draymond has history, so do we.
He's like, we got history, too.
Yeah.
So bars! Like, bars! Motherfucking bars!
Yeah.
Whew, when he said that, I was like, oh, there's no way. There's no way they're fucking losing.
Yeah, and they won, too.
I tried to tell him, I'm like, I didn't trust my emotions on game 3, but I still said, and I got the receipts in the group chat.
Yeah.
I was like, I know they're going to win the next two. But I couldn't put my money because I didn't trust myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I just tripping? There's no way they're going to fucking lose this game. Mm-hmm. And the Kings fans wild on the internet, like, oh, they're going to sweep them. They're going to sweep them. Sweep what, bro? It's 2-2 now, son.
Yeah.
It could be 3-1.
We'll see if the beam gets lit again. The lasers. Lasers.
Speaking of getting lit.
And fuck boys.
Russia, twice in the past month, has bombed themselves. Their own cities by accident.
Yeah.
And they also shot down one of their own planes by accident.
Uh-huh.
The best part of this is I learned this because my students had to do a current event on the war. And so many of them did this, and we had, like, a class discussion. And they're like, how does this happen? And I'm like, I mean, how do you think the war is going if this is what's going on from the Russian side?
Yeah.
You know. Go now? Ukraine.
Yeah.
Go Ukraine. Like, yeah. Whatever. I don't even know what to say. The ineptitude of the Russian military over last year. Like, how are they a superpower? How are we fucking scared? They got nuclear bombs. That's it. If it wasn't that, they wouldn't be shit.
And they could handle the cold pretty good, I guess. Drink vodka.
Oh, yeah. Like, the people of Russia are fucking hardcore.
But the government?
Yeah. The leaders? Yeah. Not so much. I mean, the bar is low right now.
Yeah.
It's not like we've had the greatest leadership over the last 6 years. But, you know, I got a song of the week this week. I'm so excited. I saw this the other day. So on 420, Run the Jewels got a Nike collabo. Each of them got a dunk. Killer Mike got a high top, like, purple and pink dunk. And LP got a low top, like, neon blue. And just, like, the colors of their last album. Super, super dope. And then they also, as part of this, released a new song produced by Thank You Good Sir. Officially, it's by Killer Mike, but features LP. So listen and enjoy to this Fuego.
The Jewel Runners, the product of many cruel summers. And the description was fitting, they say it's two gunners. Slap chickpeas out your cheek until you drool hummus. Left the scene, the Hellcat scream, cause we don't do Hondas. But we do Benny Hannas, taking your baby mama. She hostage me in the Hamas, she kiss it to pay me homage. She work it like I deserve it, she move like the perfect pervert. They say Mississippi burning, I'm sipping syrup eating sherbet. Watch the world go to hell as I'm laughing, saying it's perfect. Catch me after Sunday service, disturbing the church's workers. Tell the deacon we ain't speaking, need money, his prayer's worthless. I can tell through my alertness, he's nervous about his purchase. Hey, in the name of Jesus, the reaper, I serve a purpose. My guy higher than the skies, he fly over Earth's surface. Flying satellite height as I'm looking at Earth's circus. Keep your eyes on the prize and don't let the devil coerce you.
Should've brought the Uzi, oopsie, I'm a doozy. How you moving? One or two in, super grouping. Gorilla glued up, tutor, cash couldn't lose it. Good gracious, motherfuckers really not dangerous. Any pussy they hate him simply facing erasure. Genie for mayor, vote for the brain flayer. Be a AR, spray the radar, down invaders. Fiend destined, the piggy dissection connection. Put necks in, gripping the flick tension. Upper rope, elbow to plexus. No mid smoke, upper smoke, only the lower making exceptions. Brooklyn, a Lord bless us. Snipers at the Nexus, lifers come and check us, be next. If they don't goddamn the game, it ain't fair. Thoughts and prayers, shut the fuck up, put your hands in the air. Run the jewels.
Song of the week, and it was "Don't Let the Devil" by Killer Mike, LP, and Thank You Good Sir.
Yeah, the production, whew.
Of course.
Sounds like some Kanye West type, you know, soul flipping. It's just so fucking hard. You know, Killer Mike and LP are going to spit the fuego.
Yes. And I can't, just, they're going to be lasting so long because they don't have signs of slowing down.
No.
You know?
It's fantastic.
It's great, yeah.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh. But now we continue.
We're going to continue here. The list of the best and worst states in this great country of ours. And to recap, number 50 was West Virginia, 49 Mississippi, 48 Arkansas, 47 Alabama, 46 Tennessee, 45 South Carolina, 44 Louisiana, 43 Ohio, 42 Indiana, 41 Florida. Number 40 was Kentucky, 39 was Oklahoma, 38 was Nebraska, 37 was Kansas, 36 was Iowa, 35 Idaho, 34 North Dakota, 33 South Dakota, 32 Wyoming, and number 31 was the smallest state, Rhode Island. And now we are going to do numbers 30 through 21. We're almost at the top 20.
Almost, yeah.
All right, entering the top half, these are truly mid states. Number 30 is Missouri. Or AKA Missouri.
Why?
You know, it has St. Louis and Kansas City and good barbecue.
Yeah, okay.
Has the good Kansas City. The bad Kansas part of Kansas City is in Kansas. But also it's in the South and they got some wild ass shit going on there with some of their laws they're passing. So yeah, that's the negatives there. Number 29 is Texas. People think it's the biggest state, but it's not. They just have the biggest attitudes because they're overcompensating for something.
Yes.
Texas has pluses and minuses.
Yeah, like the power grid.
Definitely a minus. But, you know,
Austin, Texas is a plus.
Austin's a beautiful city.
Great food.
Dallas is nice.
Dallas is weird to me, but it's all right.
You know, they've got Houston, uh-huh. Top five city in the United States, one of the biggest cities. Uh-huh. They've got San Antonio, which is a gorgeous city.
Yes, yes.
They border
Mexico
and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
And then West Texas is its own thing, uh-huh. You know, out there from Amarillo to El Paso.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know. I feel like 29 is not bad. They could be higher, but I think they've been fucking up a lot lately and so that probably
knocked them down. In the front of our minds. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 28, Michigan. Now, I have actually never been to Michigan, but it's up there in the Great Lakes. It's cold as fuck in the winter times. It has lots of snow, and I feel like that's dropping it down.
Okay.
But, you know, it does have Motor City, Detroit, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's a Rust Belt state, a lot of manufacturing left there. So, you know, they've got Michigan State's.
Good colleges, you know. Magic was there.
Yeah. 28.
Train was there too, right?
And this is a huge jump from where they used to be, like where they would have been 10 years ago.
Okay.
27, Georgia.
Georgia.
Atlanta, the capital of hip hop, you know, the last decade. Some of the greatest acts out of there.
And movies now.
Movies, and it's like the Hollywood of the East Coast.
Yes.
And the South, like a lot of production studios.
Marvel does stuff there. Tyler Perry has that whole plantation, right, that he got.
And, of course, Donald Glover in all of his glory from there representing Outkast. They got both senators out there representing, like coming through special elections, defeating the terrible Herschel Walker. So Georgia moving, like, has come up.
Yeah.
You know, mostly on this black culture, black excellence.
Yeah.
Salutes to Georgia, Atlanta, out there, Decatur, DeKalb, all the diggas,
diggas.
Number 26 is Delaware. Another state I've been to. You know, I don't have anything bad to say about Delaware. It's very small. Mm-hmm. And you can drive through it in a nice half hour. It was nice. They had nice trees. And
I like how, like, nice trees does better than Texas.
I mean, you know, there's something to be said from just doing your job and not pissing anyone off.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, sometimes you got to play a role. Like a Delaware would be a great role player on a championship team.
Yeah.
Texas would be out there trying to do too much.
Be a pool.
Caesar said it, not me.
But am I wrong?
Number 25 is Virginia. Right there in the middle. And I think that's where it belongs. It was one of the original colonies. You know, they had a lot of old, like Jamestown, like a lot of old and history there, but also, you know, some problematic things.
Yes.
And very humid and hot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, 25, not bad. 24 is Utah.
Okay.
I mean,
Utah's always been weird to me.
Yeah. But like the people and stuff, mm-hmm. but the actual geographical features of the state, yeah, it's
fantastic.
Super beautiful.
Beautiful.
Lots of sights to see.
If you guys like Reno, Nevada, just see how the Sierras are here. The Rocky Mountains are huge.
Huge. And they got the Wasatch Mountains there too.
Beautiful place. Beautiful.
And the Great Salt Lake, and obviously a crazy feature that might not always be there. And Bryce Canyon and some of the national parks there in southern Utah are amazing.
St. George too.
Utah coming in at 24. 23, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I've been to Connecticut. Again, another one of those small East Coast states. Connecticut, I feel like, is just like a wealthy suburb of New York City.
Yeah, just like a wealthy college town.
So all the rich people who don't want to live in New Jersey live. And speaking of New Jersey, New Jersey's number 22 because it keeps it realer than Connecticut.
Yes, Brick City, baby. You know, Heather B's from out there. You know, Red Man.
Yeah, and the border Staten Island, kind of. So. And they got swamps, and people like to talk shit about New Jersey just because it's not New
Jersey,
New York.
Yeah, New Jersey is beautiful, though. Like, if you go past, you know, Newark, you know, but Newark's also getting better. But, you know, like, Jersey's beautiful other than what the New York talk shit on.
And last, number 21 is Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. They got cheese, and that's all
people
I know.
People know how to party up. It's a lot of, you know, college towns. Yeah. I got some homies from Wisconsin. They know how to get down.
That 70s show. And,
the negative, though, the winters there are terrible. It's so cold and humid. Even in the summer, I've been out there in the summertime. It's very hot and humid and icky. But, yeah, they party and they know how to have a good time. Yeah. So there we go. Next week, we'll be revealing the first half of the top 20.
Stay tuned.
But that's about it for this special episode of Up in the Mix. Caesar, got anything? Shout-outs, call-outs? Anything you want to say to anyone before we go? Yeah,
just shout-out to Tate for thinking of the Up in the Mix podcast as media. You
know? Yeah, so it's to the VP's office.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, for hitting us up. But we'll see you guys soon with another regularly scheduled podcast. Until then, stay cool.
This is Telephoto. Stay hydrated. Starting to warm up in the streets.
Peace.